Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of The Todd Herman Show. You might have heard me on Rush Limbaugh's show, where I was a regular fill-in for about 8 years. I now do a show out of the high mountains of free America because, you know, I got exiled from Seattle. In Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun, and God uses imperfect people all the time. And I'm just seeing these similarities in how he's using President Trump and how he's used other actual king in this country. We have a king in the form of the deep state. Check out The Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man, I've heard of some people being desperate to get attention, especially from the ladies. This Florida man is no different. A Florida man shot himself and then lied about having cancer so he could get sympathy from the woman that he is accused of stalking. This guy, this 30-year-old, he staged a shooting and a claim about having cancer so that he could gain sympathy from a female coworker who accused him of stalking her. This like went for a year. It began back in March of last year, and Cocoa Police, they responded to shots fired at a FedEx. This guy was, he like staged all of this. And then afterwards, he pretended to have cancer. So he could, all because he wanted to get sympathy from this woman. He was released on $4,000 bond. I feel like that's a little low. It feels like that's a little bit low. I want to do this one, the outdoor. A man faces harsh consequences after he provoked an iguana for viral content. Yeah, I think that you should. These people that do these videos, this was his video was supposed to be like, this is what living in Florida is like. And he grabbed this iguana that was standing, kind of sitting next to his arm. And the iguana immediately bit him. And he had a lot of damage. He's like, yeah, I'm going to need stitches. You know that they actually have they're covered with salmonella, not all of them, but you can get salmonella from, you're always supposed to wash your hands after handling iguanas. I had a friend in college that had two of the biggest iguanas or something like that in the state, and kept them in this huge, they converted a room in their basement to housing these iguanas. But you always are supposed to wash your hands if you're handling them, etc. And this guy gets bitten by him because he thinks he's going to do it for viral content. Not everything has to be viral content, you know. Not everything has to. I don't know why people are so obsessed with, it's the click culture. This was a local 10. An Audi driver going 155 miles per hour said, I know what I'm doing before he had a deadly crash on State Road 84. That doesn't sound good. This individual, he was told by the passenger to slow down as he drove 155 miles per hour. And then minutes later, he crashed into another vehicle and it ejected one of his passengers and killed them. That's horrible. So he was arrested on 6 felony charges, including 1 count of vehicular homicide. And they said that he rear-ended a Honda Accord as he switched lanes, which caused his Audi to spin out, hit a curb, roll over, and then sadly eject a passenger who did not have his seatbelt on. The people in the Honda were taken to the hospital. That's just 155 miles per hour. That's terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Good heavens. Machete news. Today in machete news, an ashtray, this is a headline, an ashtray theft led to a machete fight in Cooper City. A dispute over an ashtray turned violent. I didn't even know ashtrays still existed. I think I'm more amazed at that than I am about the machete fight. A 42-year-old man broke into a townhome courtyard, fought the new homeowner who was armed with a machete, authorities confirmed. Broward Sheriff's Sheriff's Office deputy said the confrontation happened Tuesday of last week. One of the men, identified as David Guevara, was standing in an enclosed patio of his townhome holding his ashtray. The victim opened the door, demanded the ashtray, told Guevara to leave, and then the victim walked back inside, sensed that Guevara was following him. So then the homeowner had time to arm himself with a machete. Then he went back and confronted Guevara. And then Guevara rushed the victim. They tried to wrestle the machete away. They fell to the ground. They fought. Somebody did get cut in the face. I mean, it was just crazy. Guevara told the deputies that he took the ashtray because it looked nice. Was he going to steal it? Like, what in the world? Over an ashtray. And also, everybody has machetes. Literally, everybody has a machete in Florida. One thing that I mean, that's not a joke. I think you have to. I think they give you one if you move there. I don't know.
It's required.
A Florida man stabbed a woman after she criticized his uncontrolled kids while in line at the supermarket butcher counter. Oh, my gosh. This Florida man is going to spend a decade behind bars. A woman criticized his kids at the supermarket, so he brutally stabbed her. Jamakar Gale, literally as it sounds, was convicted by a jury of his peers. He had a 3-day trial, so he got sentenced to 12 years in prison, one count of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. The knife attack occurred at the butcher's counter in the Milan supermarket in Port Charlotte, and apparently he was there with his kids, and I guess I don't know if they were loud or whatever, but this woman criticized them for their behavior, and they ended up arguing. And then afterwards, people were pushing one another. And then, the next thing you know, somebody even grabbed a cast iron pan from a shelf in the store and like went back to the butcher counter because they thought they were going to swing it around and slap people with it. But then that's when the defendant, upon seeing the cast iron pan, grabbed an 8-inch chef's knife from the shelf. And then they didn't pay for it first. They were stabbing without paying. They didn't pay for it. After he stabbed the woman, the man fled to the parking lot. And the victim was severely wounded, followed him, though, in an attempt to photograph the license plate on the vehicle. When first responders arrived, the victim was in pretty dire straits, bleeding profusely from her abdomen and head, they noted. So they absolutely did find the people who did it, took him into custody, and that's the conclusion of the trial. As we move, our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Caltech, the PR-57, chambered in 5.7, a really great game-changing gun from Caltech. This thing is amazing. MSRP only $399, so you can afford to get it, and it's one that you absolutely should have. The other really cool thing with this is that it's 40%. Well, it's 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7 that's on the market. It has a unique top loading design, so that it replaces the traditional magazine with a stripper clip. So you get a slimmer carry profile and you have a 20+1 capacity. This super innovative rotary barrel makes it really light as well. I mean, you got 20+1 capacity. You know, it's thinner, it's lighter. It's a 5.7 that I could actually reasonably conceal carry. My other 5.7, I cannot. And it's all designed in Florida. George Kellgren, the folks at Caltech, they're just geniuses. This is a great gun. It's the first of its kind. Caltech PR-57 Rotary Barrel Pistol. Visit KeltechWeapons.com to learn more. Innovation Performance, Caltech, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
I wanted to switch gears here and also bring up this story. This is more of a culture story. New York Post had this story. I saw it on Friday when we were out. Home Alone 2 director wants Trump cut from the cameo. From his cameo piece cut from the Home Alone 2. And you remember Home Alone 2? There was the where Macaulay Culkin was in the hotel. I never watched Home Alone 2. Did you ever see it, Kane? I never watched it. I couldn't tell you what it was about.
I know I've seen it. It's been so long, though. It's been a long time.
Home Alone came out when I was a kid. Home Alone 2, I never saw it. I just didn't see it. But Trump was in it. He has a cameo in it. And how petty do you have to be to start talking about taking this cameo out? So he said the director, Chris Columbus, he wants it removed. But he says, well, he goes, if I cut it, I could get deported. That's what he said. If he cut it, he's worried that Trump would deport him if he cut his cameo. How petty is this? This guy's 66 years old. He did an interview with the San Francisco Chronicle, and he said that Trump's cameo has become a curse because he would love to cut it out, but he goes, it's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. He says, I can't cut it. If I cut it, I'd probably be sent out of the country. And he said, it'd be, I'll be considered sort of not fit to live in the United States. So I'll have to go back or something. He said he's from Italy. I'll have to go back to Italy. Although he has Italian heritage. He was born in Pennsylvania. So he's pulling a Hillary Baldwin with us. And it was the Plaza Hotel, which Trump owned at the time. Columbus said that Trump bullied his way into the movie, which I don't believe. He said that they spoke with him about filming in the Plaza, and they paid the fee, which you'd have to do with everybody. So when people scout for locations, if they choose a private property, they pay. It's almost like that. Well, they pay an ungodly amount of money. You can make a lot of money by having a property that's used for filming. But what Chris Columbus said was that, oh, well, you can use the Plaza if I'm in the movie, is what Trump told him. So he said, however it happened, they agreed to put him in the movie. And then when they screened it, people liked it when they showed up. So he told the editor, leave him in the movie. It's a moment for the audience, is what he said. And he made that decision then. And so he says it's an albatross and he hates the fact that he's in it. And then he's also said, oh, well, he bullied his way into it. Trump says that Columbus begged him to appear in Home Alone 2. That the film's director and others were begging him to be in it. How in the world, like, if you're Chris Columbus, why do you think that this is a smart move to just start trying to pick this fight now? I guess this is like the only leverage that he thinks that he has. Why does he think this is the time to do it? It's just these people being so petty and so obsessive and so insufferable. It's truly remarkable. I think it looks petty if he removes him. Because it's become like, this like cultural iconic scene. I think he looks petty by removing him and thinking that, because then it looks bad. And then the director has projected his garbage onto, he's tainted the movie then if you do something like that. That's so lame. I don't think that anybody was complaining about it either. I never heard anybody complain about Trump being in this movie or having a cameo in it. Nobody complained about it. Nobody said anything about it. So why now is he wants to, it's an albatross around his neck, Kane. Steve says that Home Alone 2 is his all-time favorite Christmas movie. You've got to be kidding me.
I mean, it's up there. It's the first Christmas movie as a kid I remember seeing, so I guess it just stuck with me longer. I don't know.
Mine's Die Hard. But think about this. All he's doing is really making, so the movies that are out there on VHS and all that have Trump in it, he's literally going to make Trump more valuable. Because those movies that were originally with Trump in them are going to be more valuable to people. Because if he's going to remove it from the movie, that's going to be something people will collect and keep, which will then, of course, gain value. So if he's wanting to give Trump more value, I guess this is the move.
Yeah, that's the way to do it for sure. That's the way to make it exactly like you said, way more valuable. That's how you do it. It's just so lame to take this out. But this is like Mao. That's like cultural. That's like the cultural revolution. That's very Mao-esque. Oh, we got to take all these references out. We have to go back and whitewash all of our stuff because people have grown so simple and weak. It's our friends at All Family Pharmacy. All Family Pharmacy is a great business that is going to make sure that you are topped up with whatever it is that you need. They've saved me. They come in clutch a number of times, and they have the treatments like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, therapeutics and the things that the government was trying to prevent you from actually accessing when the government was out there crushing alternatives, All Family Pharmacy has you covered. They also have your everyday medications, your maintenance medications that you need. Fast shipping, no hassle, no gatekeepers, no insurance, no problem. It's simple and fast and affordable to order from All Family Pharmacy. They have straightforward pricing. Shipping is just in like 2 to 4 days or overnight in a pinch if you need it. Everything that they have is made in the USA. So you don't have to worry about outsourced stuff coming in from India or China. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and get 10% off with promo code Dana10. Be prepared. Protect yourself and your family today. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so we have... I can't believe this is a headline, but it is. It sounds like a punk band name. A flaming romantical accessory sparked a blaze, damaging three Staten Island homes, and a neighbor was busted for it, accordingly. I don't even know. I don't even want to know how something like this happens. I mean, I understand if you leave like a curling iron on, you know, then you can have an issue. But this had to do with three Staten Island homes, and they were damaged. An elderly woman told authorities that the blaze started when the guy tried to burn romantical accessories in, I don't know how to put it, in his backyard.
You can say sex toys. Why can't you say sex toys?
Oh my gosh, because we've got some pure people out, like Juan out there. And, you know, we got to protect them at all costs.
Blaming Juan.
They said that the guy, his name is Harry Torres, he said that he was in his backyard of his house and he lit two of them on fire. And then it just kind of got out of hand and went from there. He said authorities initially called it suspicious. It spread to two neighboring buildings that were extensively damaged, and they so it was a three alarm fire. They said it necessitated being called a three alarm fire. I can't even believe this is a thing. I don't know. Let's see. Apparently, how somebody smells may dictate whether or not you're going to be friends. That I guess that makes sense. They said that smells do matter, especially when you're forming, you know, bonds or relationships with people. I guess that, you know, I guess that makes sense. Like if somebody's smelly, or if they smell like patchouli or Tom's of Maine, I'm typically probably not. I mean, that's, you know, no offense, but just probably not going to happen. We're not going to be friends. Apparently, your midlife eating habits obviously can help you live longer and healthier. Duh, I can't believe this is a headline. You didn't need to do a study about this. A plant-rich diet with some fish and dairy might make the biggest difference, they say. But I thought dairy was bad. Is it good now? I thought it was bad, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Now, Louisiana, Virginia, Missouri have reported their first measles cases of 2025. Oh, great. So we're all going to freak out over measles. NASCAR fans got their first look at an electric car out on the track in new footage. I'm still not going to be into it. Don't you think that they, EVs need their own like thing? It's like trans cars. I don't know. It's the NASCAR EV prototype. It turned heads during an exhibition in Chicago and Miami. Fans got to see it on the track as part of a commercial. So they were shooting a commercial with it. So they got to see it in action. I wanted to talk real quick about this issue with the... Let me pull this up. Because this was another... This is one of these stories that I saw running around, flitting around the internet. The issue of Kristi Noem and her bag being stolen. Can someone tell me how in the world a DHS secretary with Secret Service protection can have her bag stolen? I mean, I'm not trying to be, you know, a mean person. I want to know how that happens. She had a purse with $3,000 in cash. She also apparently had her passport and I think some blank checks, her driver's license, her passport, her DHS bag, medicine checks, her apartment keys, makeup, according to the New York Post, which confirmed the contents of the bag. There was a guy in a surgical mask who stole her bag before he left the restaurant. And I'm just curious how that happened, because she has Secret Service protection. So how do you steal somebody's bag if they have Secret Service detail? Also, can I just say, how do you get your bag stolen? I've always got an eye on stuff. I always either wear stuff or I just never leave anything. But I really want to know, with the Secret Service protection, how that happened. Is this another question for Secret Service? I'm just curious. The New York Post reached out to them for comment, and they haven't heard anything yet. I don't like that someone could get that close. I mean, I've got my issues with how she does some of her stuff. I mean, she can do her glamour shots and her, as we talked about weeks ago, her, you know, extensions and all. As long as you're deporting people, I'm fine. But how was somebody able to get that close? That's my question. Is this something that we need to be concerned about? Apparently, the Secret Service did review security footage, and that's how they saw that guy on camera do that, you know, go and sneak in, get right next to her and take her stuff. But how was that able to happen? Because Secret Service, if you're ever around any of these, you know, people that are in these high appointed positions, anybody, particularly in the president's cabinet, the one of the things that you know immediately is that it's there's always a bubble around them. There's a security bubble that's enforced around them. It's not like you can just like go up to their table. It's not like you can do any of that stuff. So I've got questions. I've got a lot of questions about this. I don't even know how this. I don't know how that happens. And I get concerned because, hi, what did we deal with last year at this time, Kane? Well, not this time, but what did we deal with last year?
Last year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody tried to kill POTUS.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of questions about Secret Service. Yes. So that's why I have a lot of questions about this.
Good question.
I'm just a little nervous. I get a little antsy. So I just would really rather, I would like for some answers from Secret Service to how something like this could happen. For sure.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.